You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. When Michigan voters approved Proposal 3 and made it easier to vote absentee, we clearly intended to take advantage of it. Last week's election found a huge uptick in the number of people voting absentee. And that's meant county clerks are caught in a time crunch, and some are asking for changes in the law. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson is here with us now. Secretary, would you put this all into a little context for us? How much of an increase did we see in absentee ballots last week? Can you give us some numbers?
Well, more than 120,000 people voted from home in the August 6th election, and that's significantly higher than the last August 6th election. And frankly, in every state, every locality that has gone from requiring citizens to state a reason to get their absent ballot, as we were before, to now where anyone can vote from home without having to state a reason. You've seen the amount of people choosing to vote absentee and by mail or from home double quite quickly. And we're seeing exactly that happen. We saw that in the May local elections where it went from about 30% to 60% of citizens participating in the May election voting absentee. And we're seeing that now in the August election. So it's very clear citizens wanted this change and they're taking advantage of it now that they have it.
And what did that spike mean for the county clerks who have to count these ballots?
Well, there's, you know, a set period of time in which clerks are able to, in some places, convene absentee counting boards to oversee the process and process these ballots. And in every single other state that has changed from for-reason absentee to no-reason absentee, just as we have, they have expanded the amount of time that clerks have to process these ballots. It doesn't mean you're getting a count any sooner or you even know what the ballots are counting. You're just putting them through the machine. So you're not seeing any results. You're not knowing it, but you have more time to do that so that on election evening, more ballots are counted and people are able to get results. But more importantly, so that you don't have clerks and their volunteers and workers staying up till 3, 4, 5 in the morning or even not sleeping the whole night trying to process these ballots. And that's what we fear will happen if we don't adjust the law to give clerks more time to count the ballots.
Yeah, how's the reality of so many more ballots, absentee ballots, bumping up against existing law?
Well, existing law does not allow people to start counting absentee ballots until after the polls close, and that's when things start getting processed. And what that means is then you have, again, a short window of time to process these ballots. And if we're talking about a doubling of the amount of ballots, I mean, 80% of ballots cast in Rochester Hills in the August election were sent in. That means less people at the polls, so lower, you know, shorter wait times and less ballots being processed at the polls, and all of those ballots shifting to these absentee counting boards centrally located in clerk's offices where you're processing these ballots centrally. And again, you know, even just looking at what every other state has experienced, they've all recognized the need to add more tabulators to process the ballots and increase the number of the space and time that clerks and officials have to process the ballots.
So to get more time to count ballots, you need to change state law. What are you proposing?
I'm proposing legislation, and I'm standing with clerks who are similarly advocating for legislation. This has really come from the clerks. This was first brought to my attention by clerks, particularly clerks in Oakland County, who said, we're going to need more time. And I said, you're closer to this than I am. You know what you need. I stand with you. And then looking to what every other state has done in moving this direction, the data shows that we've got to do this. So with that, I'm calling for legislation, standing with our clerks, saying we need to give people the option, not mandate it, but just give people the option of more hours, more time to count the ballots in the elections. And, you know, if people want to also allocate more funding for high-speed tabulators to process these ballots, that's great, too. The bottom line is if you have twice as many ballots that you're counting as you were in the past election cycle, you need more time and or you need more machines. And so we hope the legislature, particularly former clerks and administrators of elections in the legislature, will get this, will understand this, and will stand with the clerks calling to be able to have this option.
More time on the front end or the back end?
Well, I would prefer more time on the front end to ensure that our results, and this is what every other state has done, to ensure that results are received in a timely fashion. But the bottom line is we just need more time. So I'm open to the conversation to have more time on the back end as well, if it would help ensure that our ballots are counted accurately, effectively, and efficiently.
Emily Lawler's piece in MLive pointed out, talking about the politics, that State Senator Ruth Johnson, your predecessor and now chair of the Senate Election Committee, kind of disagrees with this idea. She thinks counting, especially the front end, counting early would weaken the integrity of the voting process and maybe increase opportunities for cheating. What concerns, if any, would you have to address if the legislature allowed more time for clerks to count votes?
Well, I agree with State Senator Johnson that we need, if we're going to process the ballots at any point in the cycle, they need to be, it needs to be done securely, which means you should couple the allowance of greater time with security provisions in place and transparency protections to secure those ballots so that you're addressing and eliminating any potential security concerns. That's easy to do. That should be part of the legislation so that, again, any clerks, let's say, who are counting ballots earlier than they are currently allowed to do, can only do so if they meet certain security requirements.
Without any change to the law, how do you expect to address what's going to surely be a much larger number of absentee ballots in the next presidential election?
I think we will see delayed results, potentially delayed several days before we know who has won any statewide election or local election in Michigan. So, you know, this is something that we're sounding the alarm on now, and we have the benefit of seeing other states have gone through this, who've reached the same solution and conclusion. It's to me an easy change to make if you do so securely and carefully. And then again, you make it an option. You know, these election officials work so hard on election day to get us the results of elections securely and accurately and timely. And I think we should be doing everything we can to support them and give them the tools and resources and time they need to meet the expectations of their constituents and voters throughout the state.
Jocelyn Benson, Michigan Secretary of State, thank you.
Thank you.